When a small town school produces a big time athlete, the entire community might rally around them. This man's story became a national story, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, leading the industry in crop nutrient technology, overcoming the challenges you face with innovative solutions. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland and view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Jerry Armstrong grew up on a farm near Eagleville, Missouri. He excelled in sports and knew that might be a ticket to accomplish some of his future goals.
Ever since I was like a seventh grader, I had a goal. First of all, I wanted to coach. I wanted to play college basketball because I knew that was my ticket to get an education.
He was recruited to play basketball by several colleges. He wanted to play Division I, but wanted a place that still felt small enough to fit in.
Texas Western called me. I flew down for a visit. It was a small commuter college, and it was a Division I. I liked what I saw. I liked the coaches. I met the players, and they seemed real nice. So I went ahead and signed while I was down there.
Coach Don Haskins was in his second year at Texas Western. Armstrong thought he would have a chance to get considerable playing time quickly. It was the early 1960s, and race was an issue on some campuses. Haskins had recruited some black players to El Paso. Other teams in the Midwest and West were doing so as well.
It was kind of integrating slowly out there. I had the old saying back then, you can play one, but if you're way behind or getting behind, you can play two. Otherwise, you stick with the one.
But most schools in the SEC and ACC conferences did not recruit black athletes, let alone allow blacks in the general student body. Haskins was different than many coaches.
He recruited the best athletes he could find. It didn't matter if they were black, white, or what color they were, as long as they could play basketball.
Haskins placed a high priority on character as well. Armstrong's teams would become one about which movies were made. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Mansfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.